Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Oh, boy. Welcome in, everybody. Bennett Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy Wednesday to you. What is the opposite of a guttural scream, a guttural yell? About right.
Yeah, that's even too satisfying, I think.
That's true. There you go. That's better. Anyway, no audio, people are saying. Audio? Audio is... What's going on? Mic, everyone's mic's on. Silent yell into a pillow. Okay. We got bean can audio, they said. All right, we'll work on it right now. Listen. Welcome in. Good to have you here on a Wednesday. We are Ben and Woods. You are listening to 97.3 The Fan, home of the San Diego Padres. And yeah, man, the Doomers will be out today, and I don't blame them. I don't blame them. We will get to everything that happened in last night's game as well. But first, we will introduce the cast and crew. We'll get lubed up here a little bit. I'm Woodsy. That is Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great, man. Looks like Paulie fixed the audio just like that. The guy's a wizard. He's an absolute wizard. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us. Well, good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you. How did your visit into enemy territory go yesterday? By enemy territory, I mean the San Diego State football team, who absolutely hates your radio show and refused to give us any guests ever. And doesn't need our help.
I think,
and they've made it very obvious.
I think they hate us so much they don't even realize they hate us.
Maybe.
Because it seemed like a very normal visit for me.
Were you nervous a little bit, kind of walking around going, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God?
Not really. They treated me fairly well. I got escorted around.
Which you love.
Which was nice, yeah, to have my own personal escort. Jamie from the SID's office escorted me. It was the closed portion of practice, but I wanted to go meet Caleb Davis, who's the new general manager of the football program. So got to go out on the practice field while Coach Sean Lewis was doing his thing with his players and working out. So now if any other Mountain West team wants all the secrets of San Diego State football, I am now privy and willing to be bought for all my knowledge that I gleaned yesterday. Do you know, I'll just throw this out
like
there.
Like a spy.
I think football practice is one of the most boring things you can possibly watch.
100%.
I know that
I've watched a couple.
Thousands of people used to come out for Chargers training camp.
It's crazy.
It is so so very boring because they don't tackle or do anything really that interesting. Occasionally a ball, quarterback throws a ball in the air, someone catches it or someone doesn't.
Or somebody drops it.
There's no consequences or anything. They're mostly working. It's kind of like, it's more like a dance recital.
Yeah.
Where everyone's like, okay, you're going to be in this spot and then you move to this spot.
It's like a choreography class. Yeah.
You're working on your footwork here.
Yeah.
It is. It's impossibly dull to watch a football practice.
It is, man.
They're the worst thing in sports to watch.
So now, until they start doing the bit where they all get in the big circle and one guy gets in the middle and he's with it. Now, that's where it gets pretty interesting and they start running and hitting each other.
Yeah,
the Oklahoma drill, which has been
pretty much banned completely because of health concerns. So they don't do anything really gnarly anymore like they used to in the two-a-days of the old school. So that's gone now. But I did get to meet the new GM. I knew he was young. I didn't realize. He's 25.
He's
just a kid.
Insane.
Impressive young man, I will say, Caleb Davis, who's going to be in charge of essentially like contract negotiations, financial packages, agent communications for players. You know, Sean Lewis will recruit someone, say, hey, we want this guy on the team. Figure out a way to make it happen with
here.
The NIL money that we've got. And, you know, he came from Notre Dame where he was the director of recruiting, worked really closely with their GM and with Coach Marcus Freeman.
Mm.
And yes, Woods, I did ask him a little bit about Marcus Freeman. You know how they say don't ever really meet your heroes?
Yeah.
I know you love him so much.
I do so much. Don't break my heart.
Caleb Davis told me to tell you, everything you've heard about Marcus Freeman, he's 10 times better.
Yes!
He is such an unbelievable guy.
I love him so much.
He had stars in his eyes the way you had stars in his eyes.
I love him
so much.
Talking
about Marcus Freeman. He said, let's see, his second season as coach, still a young head coach, Caleb used to, with one of his buddies from the GM's office, they would show up early at like 6 a.m. to work out before all the team got there just to get their day started. Marcus Freeman was always the first one there, coming to greet them, say hello. Guy works insane hours like good football coaches do.
Yeah.
They're from well before sunrise to well after sunset, putting in the work, but is just an incredible dude.
I love that, man. I love it. Yeah, you're always nervous. You know, you're nervous. You're like, he's getting a lot of pub. When's the other shoe going to drop? And it's so good to hear that he is a genuinely good dude. Because I love that guy. They've had some of the worst coaches, man. Just some of the worst turds that you had to flush. The Charlie Weisses of the world, the Brian Kellys of the world. And to get a coach like Coach Freeman, fantastic. So I like this kid's pedigree already, Benny. Love to.
Now, the job that he's taken on, I have no idea. They're very optimistic. I assume can San Diego State, you know, compete in a college football playoff? And he went, absolutely.
Of course, that's what you're supposed to say.
They are shooting for the moon, but man, that seems like a long rocket ship ride away before they get there. But we'll see. I wish him luck. It was nice to meet him.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. I'm really happy. Maybe I can take him out to lunch and pick his brain further about Coach Freeman. Maybe I get Coach Freeman's number and text him throughout the season. Wish him good luck and stuff. Listen, man, I know people want to talk about last night's game. We certainly will. We've got 4 hours to do it. It was not great. It was not great, to say the least. It was not my favorite game. It started out as one of my favorite games of the season. And I thought this is going to be a laugher tonight. Tonight's going to be a laugher. Turns out it was actually a laugher. But nobody in San Diego is laughing this morning very much. When you lose basically a third of your lineup, Jackson Merrill on the IL before the game, Fernando Tatis Jr. pulled from the game, Jake Cronenworth pulled from the game. And we will talk about the injuries. I'm not a doctor. I have no idea what this entails. I'd never seen what happened to Jake Cronenworth. I'd never seen that before. To my recollection, I thought he fouled the ball off his foot. And no, he didn't. Something happened. Something shut down. It looked like his kidney shut down in the middle of his AB. Or somebody shot him. I mean, I'd never seen anything like it before.
It didn't look like he got shot in the back.
He's like, "Argh!" I'm like, is he okay? And he didn't even run.
You know when they always had that nebulous thing called internal injuries?
Yeah.
Looks like he had internal injuries.
It sure did, man. But I'm ready to get out of Sutter Health Park ASAP. Sutter Injury Park is what we're calling it. But no, what a turd finish to that game. And yeah, we will absolutely talk about Dylan Cease because I think, you know, what happened last night, it can't happen. And, you know, look, there's a part of me for Dylan Cease where I say, hey, man, this is your contract year. You can't go out and lay eggs like that. And hasn't really been that great to start the season yet for Dylan Cease.
We'll talk about the game and the specifics. I've got thoughts on Dylan Cease as well. I just wonder, are we going to break like my new rule that you're not allowed to doom about the team that has the best record in the entire league, which Padres still do because the Dodgers and Giants both lost yesterday as well. So if you look at the Major League Baseball league, Padres and then 29 teams after them in Major League Baseball through 12 games.
Well, I think you're absolutely allowed to doom based on what we know about Fernando Tatis Jr., Jake Cronenworth, and Jackson Merrill. You know, you're not going to have Jackson Merrill for this series, the rest of this series, and the series against Colorado.
And the next series at home. So he's out for the homestand.
He's out for the entire homestand. Who is after Colorado? Chicago?
The Cubs coming up.
Cubs again? I mean, look, that's a huge, huge stick that you're going to be missing, a huge presence from the lineup. So, yeah, I think dooming is pretty fair. And, you know, if this starts with Tatis, the nagging shoulder injury that we have seen from him, yeah, man, I mean, what do you do at this point? You know, it's we had talked all offseason about the importance of health, how cool it will be to see to watch Fernando Tatis Jr. play a full healthy season. He came into the season very healthy, and it was that friggin' one-handed swing, man, that I saw last night. We all saw it when it happened. Everyone across San Diego collectively went, because you saw it, the one-handed swing, the kind of drop, the slump down. And you're like, we've been here before, and it's just such a
bummer. Anyone who doesn't remember when he, you know, threw his shoulder out and was repeatedly dislocating it, essentially subluxing his shoulder.
Yeah, subluxation.
That was the word that was always used. He was told, keep your hands on your bat way through the swing.
Yep.
The one-handed finish is kind of ripping at that shoulder, so they really tried hard to kind of coach it out of him and make him stay disciplined. But even that year, there were always a couple of times where he couldn't do it. He just would take a swing, and for whatever reason, just whether it was a wild swing or just the way he was following through, the hand would come off, the bat swings further, allows his shoulder to pull further out, and that is what can lead to the injuries. And obviously the concern would be that, well, he's done something serious. Mike Schilt said last night they don't believe medically that there's anything serious wrong with either Jake or Fernando Tatis Jr. So get that out of the way right off the bat. That's what they say. Of course, things change overnight. You know, you get examined the next day. That's normal medical stuff where you don't know instantly the extent of everything, and stuff can change in 24 hours. So reason to be concerned, obviously, in any situation like that.
You know, I saw a lot of it last night. I'm seeing a lot of it in the chat right now. And make no mistake, this is not me carrying water for them, because I do know this. I saw a lot of, oh, great, they're going to downplay all this. Yeah. Welcome to Major League Baseball. The manager of the Cardinals, Ollie Marmol, if somebody gets hurt, you know what he does in his press conference? He downplays it. If you know, Aaron Judge, you know, stubs his toe, they're going to downplay it. That's what they do across the game. It's not, I know we're here in our silo, and the Padres do it all the time, but every team does it. That's exactly what they do. And you know, you could, very rarely do you have the manager that comes out and they say, well, so what's Jackson's hamstring like? And the manager says, it looks like pulled pork, to be honest with you. Well, what does his shoulder look like? Oh, it looks like ground up hamburger meat. He's going to be out a year. They always err on the side of caution. You'll hear that phrase.
Is it really erring on the side of caution? Wouldn't the other way be erring on the side of caution? Yeah, it looks pretty bad, and then surprise everybody pleasantly a few days later when they find out it isn't. I guess they don't want to see an overly panicked fan base without need. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
they don't do the under promise, over deliver.
With injuries.
Never.
No team ever does.
No team ever does.
Well, because you can't unring the bell. Once you say, hey, Tatis is likely out 3 months, and then he plays 3 days later, you've already done psychological damage to your fan base, so you never are going to underestimate. You're never going to overestimate the extent of an injury. You're always going to downplay it a little bit
and
hope that you're right. I'm sure they're also hoping that what they're saying is very true, that it is truly a minor thing.
So Ian in the chat says downplaying it makes the panic. Well, yeah, so does overplaying it, you know? So
believe me, saying, you wouldn't be panicking less if they said,
it looks like
pork. Looks bad for Fernando, you know, maybe back in August right now. We'll know more tomorrow. It's not like you panic less if they said that.
You'd be soiling yourself. You would. And again, this isn't me carrying water for them. I don't care how they handle the injuries. I just want the guys back on the field. I don't think they're doing anything wrong. I don't think they're doing anything intentionally misleading. What I do feel like is that every single manager and every single general manager in the game of baseball says, we're going to take a look at it. You know, he's walking fine. You know, we got him down there. We're going to let him sleep on it. It's just so standard that it doesn't even bother me anymore. It doesn't. I don't think it's a conspiracy. I don't think it's a Padres alone. I don't look at it and go, oh boy, here they go again. I do say here they go again because that's the way that they do it. That's the way that every team does it. So, you know, Ron Washington, you name him, Brandon Hyde, name any manager you want to. They all, Kierstad goes down and tweaks his knee. Then he's going to go, he twists his knee a little bit. We're going to take a look at it tonight. Should be fine. They all do.
And whatever the time frame is, guys eventually come back healthy. You know, the time.
Yeah.
Time does fix everything. It's just a matter of how much time and, you know, how.
Yeah,
how difficult it is to overcome the loss of the players for however long they're out.
Yeah, Ian says it's true. You can't win. No, there is absolutely no winning. Unless that manager comes in and says, came out in the fifth, we gave him an MRI, there's nothing in there, he'll be in there tomorrow. Now, Fernando Tatis Jr. himself said, I'm not going on the IL. He said it. He goes, I'm not going. It's not an IL stint or anything like that. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to be in the lineup today. And in fact, I probably wouldn't put him in the lineup today. I probably wouldn't put Jake.
Especially with the day off tomorrow.
The day off tomorrow. Like,
you got to just wear it today.
You just wear it today and roll the dice. And, you know, it's the old adult league adage of like, hey, man, we got eight guys. Pull the guy in jeans out of the stands and have him come in. These are big league baseball players. They need to figure out a way to win a baseball game today and you know, salvage or take this series, not salvage this series, but take this series.
They win today.
They win today. I mean,
it's a 500 road trip.
Yep.
You're more than happy with that.
Yeah, and they lose.
500 road trips after great home stands, that's fine.
And they lose today, and then it's you've lost two consecutive series in a row to the Cubs and the A's with the Rockies coming in. Yeah, a punt game incoming. I don't even know that you can consider it a punt because you don't have the bodies, right? It's a punt game would be like... A punt game would be like, hey, man, everyone's really spent. We're going to do a bullpen day. We're going to get Manny off his feet. We're going to do this, that, and the other. I think they're going to have to use all, I think it's an all hands on deck game is a better way to put it. But it's not ideal, man. It is not ideal at all, for the San Diego Padres. And again, the guys that went down last night, it's really, really tough.
Neither is our YouTube stream. We'll try to fix, some technical difficulties for you when we come back. We'll set the menu, for the show today on a big league Wednesday. Of course, we will recap the Padres game. All of it coming up after our first check of traffic.
Did we die?
You
did
died.
I died.
I'm still here. Hello, everybody.
Oh, boy. Now, the Hi. Show's on the IL, as Dominic
Hi, it's
says.
It's good to see you all. It's great to have you in on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together Let's drive.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
I could empathize with Bob Scanlon last night after the game. Did you stay up for the post-game show on television, Woods?
Buddy, I turned it off in the seventh. I was livid.
So, obviously...
Seventh inning.
Obviously, the game wraps up on Padres.tv, and Scan and Mudd come on for a little post-game, and then Mudd leaves, and it's just Scan. And everyone wants to hear from Mike Schilt. What's the update on the Jake Cronenworth and Fernando Tatis Jr. injuries?
Hey, boy.
I'm like hanging on the edge of my seat. I don't want to finish my Channel 10 stuff until I know at least something. You know, are they live? Are they okay? What's going on? And Scan keeps teasing.
Like a bloody beer, Jerry.
Scan keeps teasing. All right, after the break, we'll hear from Mike Schilt. And then he comes back from the break and talks for a little bit. And they go, is Schilt ready? No, I guess not. Okay, after the break, we'll hear from the manager, Mike Schilt. And he comes back from the break again. Nothing. And then he starts going, oh, this date in baseball history, April 8th, 1974, blah, 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 blah.
You're joking.
He's vamping. And he finally, he's talking for like 4 or 5 minutes. He goes, I guess we're not going to get the manager. Sorry. Good night, everybody. The show comes to an end. Unfortunately.
I had been waiting. I was falling asleep. I was tired, but I was like, well, I've already waited this long. I might as well stick through, you know, two quick segments in the post game show, hear this audio from Schilty.
You always want to see you with Schilt. This is why I love Schilty as our manager. This is why
I know exactly what you're going to say. And yes,
you always want to see just how bitchy he's going to be.
I wanted to see him stare daggers into Kevin Acey's eyes. I go up to get water. I got up to get water, and I come back, and they're replaying the game. It's the, hey, welcome into Sutter Health Park for game two. I'm like, what?
Sammy's post-game show is a little bit longer, and he was able to get the audio, which we now have this morning. And we will play it for you when we get to our Padres wrap-up in our next segment.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I'm sure that he didn't want to be there, but he sounds like he doesn't want to be there, Woods. He really was not a fun post game
press conference scrum with reporters last night, who all wanted to know the same thing.
Of course. I say we just play it now.
You want to hear it?
Well, we don't have enough time. And I need to break this down like Zapruder, dude.
Let's play it now.
Let's play it.
React.
All right. We'll get to the highlights in a minute.
It's only a minute. I'm going to trust your judgment.
We're going in reverse order. Instead of highlights and then post-game, we're going to go post-game first.
Because it doesn't. I don't think it makes sense if you just throw this in with highlights.
You're right.
Mike, what can you tell us about Fernando Tatis?
He's a really good player. One of the best players in our league, and I love having him on our club. But he did go out. Just a little discomfort on the slide at third. Checking out medically, everything seems to be intact and good shape and strength good, and he's not overly concerned. So we erred on the side of caution tonight, and we'll evaluate it.
Where is that?
His shoulder.
Shoulder. He had winced an early swing. He had winced after taking an early swing. Do you know anything about that? Have it starting there? Or?
I know that when he slid into third is when he experienced some discomfort.
What's going on with Jake?
Jake, some more cramping from 2 days ago from getting hit in the ribs. And it just, like I said, cramped up on him and just cramped and just like, you know.
Cramped. So you're saying it cramped.
And, again, not overly concerned. We're,
you know, like the muscles contracted.
Had to come out. But we're going to start a caution and evaluate tomorrow.
Would there be any timeline right now on Fernando, or is that kind of still up in the air in terms of figuring out?
I think it's day to day.
I like the, my favorite is, what can you tell us about Fernando Tatis Jr.?
Well, Mike, what can you tell us about Fernando Tatis?
26. Stands about 6'3", about 215. Where's number 23? He's a great player. Good kid.
His dad actually hit 2 grand slams in one inning.
Cool hair. Very cool hair.
You meant his injury.
Well, you didn't clarify. So how am I supposed to know?
He's a really good player.
He actually came up as a shortstop.
In our league.
Came up as a shortstop. Actually got him from the White Sox for James Shields, which remains one of the biggest fleecings in history. And really good players. Hit about 129 pops in the show, it's all good. So everything's fine. Is he hurt?
I thought
it was a person. He's good with kids. He runs out, gets some fans
seen
fired up.
He's got some great dances.
Why don't you be a little more specific next time?
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, Ace. Yeah, just ask a question you want the answer to. I love it, man. I love it. I think essentially what happened was, my guess is, the game ends, and Schulte has his post-game, obligations or whatever.
It's usually within 5 minutes.
But he needs to go back. Yeah. And, do we factor into account, doesn't he have to walk a quarter mile out to the clubhouse?
Yeah, the clubhouse is in a different zip code at Sutter Health Park.
And check out the players and get kind of the info.
Talk to the trainers, to Reiki and everybody.
Before you go out there. So, I don't know, man. It was funny, though.
So, ultimately, I think if you listened all the way through, Mike at least tried to tell everybody that it's not overly concerning at the moment.
He's a really good player.
I love that, man.
One of the best players in our league. And
that's right.
Yes. I love having him on our club.
Robert says, isn't the shed close to the clubhouse? Yeah, but the clubhouse is all the way out past center field. Right. So you got to...
And then the shed's out down the left field line, I think I heard. I don't know. The media shed. Did he go to the media shed or did they go to the clubhouse? I don't even know how it works.
Does he even have an office?
Will this be the first time we've played the losing grappa?
All season long.
We haven't even heard it yet.
The losses were Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
We didn't have shows the next day.
Look at us.
So we'll have our first losing grappa. I'm almost excited to hear the open because we haven't heard it yet.
We lost, but I...
Pauly put one together, hasn't needed to use it yet, but we'll get to hear it coming up next. We'll go through the game yesterday, and then it is a big league Wednesday. Last week was Brett Boone. We'll talk to him again coming up. But this week, we will check in with good show friend Skip Schumacher. How his new job with the Texas Rangers is going going.
It's been forever.
They're off to a pretty good start, if I'm not mistaken.
They had a little injury. West. Big injury last night for them, too. Wyatt Langford had to come out of the game, so he's a stud for them. They got some good young players, man. Good young players. I wonder what his 5-year plan is. You think he's trying to lie in wait for that job, or do you think he doesn't care?
Boach is, I mean, they said this could be his last year. Who knows?
He's been saying that for 10 years.
Well,
about
I mean, he
Boach.
Came back 2 years ago.
I know.
Now it's like the ticking clock again.
Yeah.
And Will Venable left.
He left. I thought he was the guy.
Next, you know, manager in waiting. Could it be Skip's job? We won't ask him about that, though, because that would be uncouth.
Oh, I'm going to ask him. I'll ask him.
Then he'll probably answer it. And then we'll have headlines on ESPN.com later today.
Speak for yourself. I'm going to ask
Skip Schumacher tells San Diego radio show that he's lying in wait for Bruce Bochy's job.
I mean, he's not going to Tanya Harding him or anything. But you know, he probably would take that
Could
game.
Be a good situation, though.
Could be.
So we'll talk to Skip at 8:35, have our regular segments on a Wednesday. Don't do this. Take on Woods and the Rindle Report. Get you to 10 o'clock. But let's get to that losing wrap-up. I'm almost excited for it. Coming up next with Ben and Woods.
Call this one the crap-up.
The crap-up.
If you lose.
The wrap-up and the crap-up.
Yep.
On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
All right, you can always do some winning at 7 Mile Casino. If you are a high-limit card player, they want you to know at 7 Mile Casino, you are welcome. They're spreading big limit action at their Texas Hold'em tables or California-style blackjack. Come on in and experience the best card room that San Diego has to offer. Also happens to be the closest and most convenient.
That's exactly right. There's so much to love about 7 Mile Casino. Right when you walk in the door, you'll walk right into a California-style blackjack table, right? Off to your right is the Texas Hold'em area. And then kind of around, you'll see the Pai Gow and the Baccarat. You walk up to the bar. Beautiful, beautiful, long, really put together bar, some cool booths off to the side.
It's wood.
Yeah, it's wood. It's
bar,
cool.
I believe,
It's beautiful. And then out to the patio where you have a view of the bay. It's just a fantastic place to go and relax and play some cards. So check it out for yourself. You'll love it. The proximity is really one of the biggest selling points. It's just 7 minutes from downtown.
And open 24/7 even on a Wednesday morning at 6:34 if you're getting off work overnight shift. Great place to go. Have a bite to eat. It's 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What a 3 days for the Padres. They scored 3 runs in the first inning. Days.
Wild.
But twice they actually lose the lead before the first inning is over. And once they come back and win. Yesterday they did not.
They need a break there. There you go.
So we will get to the Padres crap up. of yesterday's game and get our first crap up open from Paulie Rindle right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a shame if they lose.
You got a problem.
Oh, a shame indeed.
I couldn't agree more.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
What the heck happened?
Are you kidding me?
Can't even believe it.
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
In as many attempts on the year for Manny, he is still looking for his first home run. On 2-0, Springs delivers, and Machado sends it in the air to right field and deep. Butler is back. He is at the wall looking up. He's got his first home run here in 2025. 1-1, laced out into left center field. Going to be a hit for Gurriel, and it's going to bounce in the gap roll all the way to the base of the wall. Xander rounding third on his way. There will not be a relay to the plate. Yuli Gurriel is second RBI of the year. A double here to bring home Bogarts, and the Padre lead is 2-0. Here's the pitch. Iglesias reaches for it, bounces it out to third base. Collected by Urshela. High throw to first, and Soderstrom came off the bag. He appears to be hurt as Gurriel comes in to score, and Cronenworth goes to third. The Padre lead is now 3-0. At the belt, long pause now. The pitch, that's lined into right center field. That's going to get down and a base hit. It will kick and roll all the way past Lockridge. Butler has scored. Soderstrom with a bad ankle on his way. It's a two-run double for J.J. Blade. And now a 3-2 game here in the bottom of the first inning. 0-2, the pitch. And Duhar swings, lines it into center field. Lockridge charging. It's going to bounce in front of him. With two outs, Blade will score easily from second base. RBI single, Miguel and Duhar. And we start over here in the bottom of the first inning. It's now 3-3. Pitch to Urshela, swung on, line to left field. Iglesias over towards the line, not going to get there. And it gets past him, goes all the way to the wall. And Duhar has scored. Wilson on his way. Bogart's relay is not in time. A two-run double for Urshela. And the A's, a five-run first inning, have gone in front 5-3. One pitch, hit on the ground to the left side, beyond the dive of Bogarts into left field, and now it gets by Gonzalez. Blade had stopped at third. He starts back up, comes in to score, and Duhar right behind him, and a costly error by Oscar Gonzalez just into the game in left field. Just into Sacramento off a flight from El Paso, and the A's lead is now 8-4. First pitch swinging, J.J. Blade to deep right field and gone. Yuki Matsui had entered the game, and before we even got to mention it, Blade takes him out. First home run of the year for the A's center fielder, and now 10-4 here in the seventh. 2-2 to Gurriel is taken on the outside corner. Strike three called, and Ferguson strikes out the side following the leadoff base hit by Arise to end the game. A's bounce back and even the series. Final score tonight, 10-4, and we'll have ourselves a rubber game tomorrow afternoon here in Sacramento.
Mike, what can you tell us about Fernando Tatis?
He's a really good player. He's one of the best players in our league, and I love having him on our club. But he did go out. Just a little discomfort on the slide at third. Checking out medically, everything seems to be intact and good shape and strength good, and he's not overly concerned. So we erred on the side of caution tonight, and we'll evaluate it.
Actually, quite a bit to go through on this one, Woods. And I want to start in the beginning, because I don't know what odds you would have had to give me at the end of the top of the first inning. After the Padres were up 3-0, Soderstrom, who had been hottest player, looked like he was hurt, you know, barely could get up after the collision at first base, going, I'm so confident in this game now. The Padres, they're going to run away with this one, win it massively easy. And then 5 minutes later, of course, it's 6-3 A's, as Dylan Cease just has the worst first inning of his career on his way to his worst start of his career. I mean, did not anticipate that. We talked yesterday on the show. They need a deep outing from Dylan Cease.
Had to have it.
And they got the absolute opposite. What was wrong with Dylan Cease? I thought the Athletics had a good game plan. I mean, they attacked him early. He gave up most of those runs in about 20 pitches because they were swinging early at balls in the zone, and they were just laying off all of his sliders, which he could not land. The sliders were not hitting. They saw spin. They spit on it. They saw no spin fastball. They were just attacking and sitting, in my mind, fastball on most of those pitches in the first inning, and it just worked brilliantly against Dylan Cease. Now, if he could have started getting the slider in for strikes, he would have been fine, but he couldn't. He couldn't find it yesterday, and the A's read it perfectly.
It was it's tough, man. Your team spots you 3 runs in the top of the first, and you have to just go out there and collect as many outs as you can, also knowing that the bullpen is a little bit worse for wear. They were on him, man, like white on rice. They pounded Dylan Cease last night too. They were hungry. They were like you said, they were aggressive. They actually
when he did jam him a couple of times, and he did. of course, blooped it in both times. He just could not get outs in that first inning.
They were all over him. I mean, he's not traditionally fared well against Oakland in his career. It's one of those kind of weird things that you look at and say, yeah, he's got a 4.28 ERA against those guys, 260 opponent batting average, 340 on base. He's just kind of struggled with that team. I think guys have that. Guys have weird things where they see the ball well at this park. They hit terribly at this park. It's just one of those things. But everything that they hit, Benny, was pretty hard last night. And, yeah, man, just did not do what was needed last night from Dylan Cease. And I think there's a reason. Yeah, I think it's okay to be concerned about Dylan Cease at this point in the season.
Yeah,
after three starts.
I mean,
you know, two of them not so great.
Two of them not so great. I remember a couple years ago, Yu Darvish had just gave like 11 up early in season. He was fine.
Sure.
Absolutely fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Dylan Cease is a veteran, so I'm not going to say.
Velo was still there, for the most part.
You know, I think if he just wasn't landing his off-speed stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't succeed. If the other team's sitting fastball, I know a lot of people in the chat, I saw it on Twitter last night, is he telling pitches? Tipping pitches. I think basically they just went up with a plan like, we're just going to hunt fastballs. If you see anything other than a fastball, don't swing. And it was perfect because he couldn't get anything other than the fastball over. So even the fastballs that were off the plate, because that's all they were looking for, they were able to make contact and, you know, find some holes. And when, you know, it was over the plate, they were hitting it hard because it's like batting practice. It was just fastball, fastball, fastball. And it worked out well for the Athletics. And despite all that, down 6-3. I was still pretty sure when the Padres loaded the bases with nobody out in the top of the second inning that they were going to come back and win that game again.
They
tended to do. And that ended up being the pivotal inning.
Because, they got one across.
Because Manny struck out. And then what turned out, I think, based on what we just heard from Mike Shildt, to be a fairly key play in the game. Xander Bogaerts hits a medium deep fly ball to right. You've got a slow runner in Martin Maldonado at third base. And I'm worried he's going to get thrown out at the plate. Tatis, meanwhile, is doing what he should. He's tagging up from second to third, knowing
they're going home.
Is certainly going home. Why would you try to get Fernando Tatis Jr. out at third, which is further away from right field than home, when you have a much slower runner coming home and you could save a run by possibly throwing it out? So it made perfect sense, you know, that Tatis wasn't the target, but then they cut it and tried to throw to third, which led to the slide at third base, which possibly could have been, even before the swing, something that aggravated
the shoulder,
which is what Mike Shildt had mentioned, a slide at third base. And that was the one that was kind of the unusual play. He was safe, but it was so weird that they even threw it to third base. He may not have been anticipating to slide. I wouldn't have in that situation. Of course, you're going home to try to get Martin Maldonado. Why would you throw from right field to third base in that situation? So I don't know if that contributed to it at all, but they ended up only getting the one run. And, you know, at that point, the game, I think, turned as the Padres never scored again
I got to give Jeffrey Springs a lot of credit, man. After a really rough first inning coming out, and then what happened? Was it the second inning they loaded the bases, or was it the third?
It was the Padres?
Yeah.
Second inning. Top of the second.
Because they loaded the bases and only got one.
Yeah. And then
that was it, right?
Yeah.
So Springs has a rough first. Comes out.
Very upset.
Comes out, loads the bases. And then.
Yeah. First 12 or 9, 11 guys up. I mean, he had nothing. He had nothing.
That at bat to Manny starts throwing that changeup away. And it's just so tantalizing because it looks like a heater that's going to be coming right down the middle, and it just breaks right off the plate. Manny swung and missed it, three of them. And then had guys reaching for that thing the rest of the night. He found that changeup, and it was over, you know, at that point. Nobody could figure that pitch out. So credit goes to him. It's just the hardest pitch to hit if somebody is locating it. I mean, it's just impossible. He did a really good job of making that look like a fastball, man, and it's so tantalizing, and it gets you 3 feet out in front of it, and that's exactly what happened to Manny. He got embarrassed on that, but you got to get a run there if you're Manny Machado. You got to know he's gone out there twice, man. He's going out there again, and he did, and Manny swung at it and missed it. So it's a tough AB there, bases loaded, nobody out, to only get one there to you know, essentially take you out of the game was a tough scene.
Mike Shildt was also hoping, I think, to get away with something by putting Jose Iglesias into the outfield, getting his right-handed bat into the lineup. But putting him out there in a position he's never played before.
That was so dicey.
And he made a couple of plays in the first inning. Of course, the ball finds him right away.
Right away.
But on the double, definitely a bad. I don't know if anyone could have caught it, but a good left fielder probably takes a better line. It doesn't get past him. And then after the substitutions, Oscar Gonzalez arrives at the ballpark in the second inning. No warm-up off a flight in El Paso. And, of course, the ball finds him right away, and it goes under his glove. Doesn't help Dylan Cease at all as part of the three-run third inning as the A's really kind of put it away at that point with the 9-4 lead. Padres never able to rally after that. Had a couple guys on. I mean, they ended up, 11 hits in the game. Wasn't as though they had no offense. Simply weren't able to string them together enough going forward. And again, I think you make a good point about Jeffrey Springs. Once he found that changeup, I would have never guessed he could have gotten through six innings after the way he started
game. No chance, man. And you know, sometimes you got to give them credit, and sometimes you have to look at your guys and really some not great ABs moving forward. Once he did start to find that changeup. I mean, look, they were all balls. Like, everything was off the plate. If you spit on that pitch, you know, he's going to walk everybody. But it was, again, so tantalizing for every one of those right-handed hitters, man. They all went after that thing, and it was a good one. It was a good one.
And it was the bottom of the order that was doing it. The A's had 11 hits from the bottom five in their order in the game yesterday. For the Padres, guess who's hitting .313 already? Luis Rice.
Yeah.
After his 0 for, what was he to start the season? 0 for 16?
13 at least.
I think it was 0 for 16, and then now he's all of a sudden hitting what he did to win the batting title last year.
Guys, and again, I saw this last night, seeing it in the chat. You don't trade Dylan Cease right now. Okay? You don't. You don't trade a guy at his lowest value. Right?
Well, it's not at his lowest value, but
he's off to a slow start.
You need Dylan Cease.
You need Dylan Cease. You need Dylan Cease.
You don't trade him because you need him.
You don't and you don't trade him after, or if you didn't trade him in the offseason, you don't trade him after three starts.
You already are a little light in starting pitching depth.
By a little,
he's the last guy you can trade right now.
Correct. I do think
that's you don't trade him until we're 10 games out.
Correct.
Or something in July. Yeah.
And really, like, I would imagine today the beard is gone. I would have shaved it between innings.
Possible.
I would have absolutely.
It's possible.
I would have absolutely shaved it between innings. Darren says, we got four relievers that we are hoping are starters. I don't know what that means.
I mean, like Kolek and Vasquez. And
Vasquez is a starter.
Now he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's a starter. I don't know what this means.
Not even sure. Logan Gillespie. I mean, yeah, the depth is definitely not there for the Padres starting pitch.
I got to go. So. If I'm Dylan Cease, I got to get back to the there will be blood look. That's when he was at his hardest.
The mustache.
Yes. The beard's got to go. Looks like Ron Burgundy when he went off the deep end.
I actually agree with you, and I know it has nothing to do with anything, but
I just watch. Right. I bet it does.
All right, we will come back. It was a horrible day. We'll have some more news from around Major League Baseball in our second hour. Coming up with Bennett Woods on 97.3 The Fan.